Report: California Democrats seek to bolster state's role as abortion haven with 17 more bills. By Katherine Hamilton on March 14, 2023. California Democrats introduced 17 more bills to further bolster the state's role as an abortion haven following the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade last year, the Los Angeles Times reported on Monday. "We have a great package of bills to further reproductive justice, to further the protections to people who may end up coming to our state, to our dispensers and to our health care providers," State Senator Nancy Skinner said at a news conference in the state capitol after the Legislative Women's Caucus announced the bills. Democrats are keeping their pro-abortion momentum going in the state following Governor Gavin Newsom's signing of 15 bills last year, which the report euphemistically dubbed reproductive health bills. The state also voted in November to codify abortion on demand into the California Constitution by passing Proposition 1. The new bills were created with the intent to further strengthen the state's abortion infrastructure for state residents, as well as for women coming from out of state for abortions, according to the report. One of the bills, AB 598, would require public school districts to administer a survey to students between 7th and 12th grades that provides information about obtaining abortions during different stages of pregnancy, the bill's text states. Another bill, AB 710, would create a public information campaign likely smearing pro-life pregnancy centers. "When women need access to health care, it's critical that the information they get is factual and providers have best interests in mind, not an agenda to discourage you from seeking an abortion," said Assemblywoman Pilar Shivo, D. Chatsworth, author of AB 710. Other bills in the package have to do with how insurance companies handle abortions. AB 571 would require medical malpractice insurance to cover abortions, and another, AB 1432, would make health insurance companies outside of California cover abortion and gender-affirming care to policyholders who live in the state. Several bills are aimed at blocking law enforcement from using data and medical records to investigate abortions. Kristen Turner, executive director of the nonprofit Pro-Life San Francisco, told the publication that while a public campaign against pro-life resources would complicate the movement's work, AB 1646 concerns her the most. That bill would allow out-of-state medical students to practice abortion and gender-affirming care in California for 90 days, according to the report. "If California does this, our biggest export will be murdered children," Turner said. "If Governor Newsom signs these bills, it won't just be his hands that are covered in blood, it will be his entire office."